The Monmouth County mom's persona is what everyone is just going crazy about.
Yeah, it's like this weird game of being shady, but also not being so mean, where a mom would be like, why is he making fun of me?
Like, they're like gentle stereotypes, the type that don't actually offend people.
Yeah, and 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey guys, welcome to the 11th MCM podcast featuring yours truly, Jake Dillon, run by your favorite guys, Max and JR.
That was probably the best intro that we've had so far. And forget the Stormbreaker. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. You're going to wonder why I'm having this. But we today have one of our favorite guests and the guest that we have been told so many times. And like, Jake, I'm just like not even just saying this because you're here. Multiple people have DM'd us and been like, you're the MCM podcast. You have to have one of the funniest people in Monmouth County on. So let me
thank
just,
you.
Yeah. Let me just say that. He has 20,000 followers on TikTok, which is... it's actually 19,997 more than we do. And then he has over 170,000 likes on there, which is crazy. And your views, I don't want to talk about views. It's in the millions. And you have over 11,000 followers on Instagram.
Hey, organic followers.
Organic. Not like you fake mother effers that just buy your shit. And we know who you are and you're watching this right now.
Come on, Max. You can say motherfucker. It's going to be okay.
True.
You're just setting the ground rules for this whole thing.
I wonder how muffled I sound with this mask on. It's probably bad.
It works for you.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good. Where'd you get that, dude?
Yeah, do tell.
Oh, no idea. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Definitely just some shitty friend bought it for you and you don't even care about it.
Yeah. You got one for Colleen, too.
I got one for Colleen, New Jersey Memes guys. And she like, I'm like, hey, Colleen, come pick it up.
She's like, nah.
And she's like, nah, like, you're not my friend. Lose my number.
She's like, I wouldn't be called dead wearing that thing.
Yeah, but it's cool. Let me just show. Where'd I put mine? We'll show
I'm all about it. I mean, I have a plain one. Mind you, we are 6 feet apart. Like,
we are.
I will never be 6 feet, but I am.
Our arms are really.
6 feet. Yeah,
I've been with some men that are 6 feet, but I will never see that, you know?
So Jared's just going to show his really quickly. Yes. It's made by this girl called Face Masks Matter. She's a local Monmouth County girl who just constructs them herself. And I told her if put our favorite memes on. His is a Monmouth Beach meme.
Yeah, I made this because Max and I both grew up in Monmouth Beach, and I always wanted to make something funny about them, but we were concerned it wouldn't do well. And it actually was we clearly have a lot of Monmouth Beach followers because
we do, but a lot of people know Monmouth Beach because like the Monmouth Beach Bathing Pavilion, like Little Monmouth, everyone knows that place.
Yeah.
Everyone all over the county goes there.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Monmouth Beach. I think it's the one beach I've never been to.
Disgraceful.
So now I'm learning through a mask. You know?
It's a non-Benny beach. Like we always make
that's
fun
not,
of
it. That's not true. Mm. It's full of Bennies.
Okay, maybe by your street.
No, Little Monmouth has always had Bennies.
Bennies are like flocking to Belmar-ish, Point Pleasant, like that's
okay.
True, Benny.
You're out of your goddamn mind if you
what
think like
you
Long Branch
about?
In the area is known to be Benny's. Okay,
Little Monmouth's got tons of out of non-resident members. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you have to have you have to have the membership to go there. So you pay like $100 or more for the season.
Oh yeah,
or
Benny's
it's a beach club.
Or you pay like $10 to have a guest and they could just bring their New York friends all the time.
Okay, but parking shit, all right? Go. He's so difficult, guys. You always see
bougie
this.
Bougie enough that I don't know about it and I know a lot of beaches.
Yeah.
You know, beaches? Am I awake this morning? Beaches?
And quick, I'll just show mine quickly. I'll put it on the screen, but it's the Baby Yoda one that's got like over 3,500 likes. We love these because we did a girl one and then a guy one.
How sexist of you to print out the guy one.
Yeah, really?
Disgraceful.
Max.
Come on, that's not PC.
We're just going to blame.
We live in 2020, okay?
But literally, I love Bubba's. I have it on there.
Ooh,
I have Patagonia hats. I'm wearing Vans right now. I'm wearing khaki pants, not shorts. I don't have a Mac because I'm not weird. I'm just kidding. No, go PC. Okay. You see,
I've never
awesome
been to
PC.
Bubba. One of my good friends, Bridget. Hey, Bridget. Worked at Bubba's for so many years. Like, met her boyfriend, I think, long-term. Like, going to marry him at Bubba's. So, like...
So you're saying there's a chance for me to meet my wife at Bubba's?
If it all fails, work at Bubba's.
Let's do it. All right, let's
we're
go
going there. Right after this podcast.
Right after.
You find love there, you know.
So let's just get things started into the thing that's really most well known about you is these incredible TikToks and this personality, Jake, that you've done. Where we have it written on here, and JR loves to read my. They're not scripts. It's like a topic page. You want to read it?
I just do this because I don't use the script. Like, I kind of just go off the fly, but Max he's very formatted like this. So this is the first bullet point. TikTok, he's one of not cringe ones.
grammatically
really
correct.
Go fuck off. It's funny. That's the other thing
thank
too.
You.
When he used to write the scripts word for word, like he would recite them word for word, and sometimes he'd have ones for me, like prompts for me, and because like I studied English, like I would read it out incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
Like I knew what he wanted me to say, but I would say it wrong just out of spite,
just to be an asshole.
Because yeah, I am an asshole.
Yeah,
he's not an asshole, Jake. No, he's just difficult. He's one of those that like. And I had this Stormbreaker. You should, like, watch how you're saying this to me, man, because, like...
You think I'm afraid I'll pour this hot coffee in your face, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Come at me.
Stormbreaker can kill Thanos if you aim for the head, but we're gonna go... this is a different story for another time.
Still haven't talked about where we are.
Let's just... Yeah. Okay, where are we? Are we in my house? I think this is my house.
No, let's do a check. It's June 13th, 2020. Because really, who knows anymore? I think it's 12, Saturday, June 13th. It's like around 11 a.m., but really, who knows?
You can tell me it's September, Jake, and it might be.
Do you remember the 21st night?
But let's just start out. We're in a
shared universe podcast studio.
Yay.
Which is, we're in a professional-ass podcast studio place.
My mom said, get the fuck out. You're not doing it here again.
Yeah.
So,
oh, shit. I used to dance right by here, actually. Like, right by the McDonald's. There's like a dance rehearsal studio above. Yeah.
But yeah, so I want to get back to TikTok.
Back to the actual important stuff.
Yeah, the crazy stuff. So the Monmouth County Moms persona is what everyone kind of, especially around here, is just going crazy about. And you have young fans, you have older fans. Yeah. So I want you to talk about how kind of that started and where that originated and where did your love for making content start?
Yeah. Well, I was always a performer growing up since I'm like 6 years old doing musical theater mostly. I was an acting major at Howell High School, and then went to school for dance at Pace University. So kind of always did it all. I was always a singer as well. So like, just always loved to perform. Like I would be in hotel rooms when I was 5 years old, making my 2-year-old sister like perform behind like the curtains of the hotel room, like always extra as fuck. And then around like late 2014, I remember during like the Ebola situation, which is really awkward to talk about now, but I started making videos because I was just so anxious. I was living at home in Jersey, commuting to school in the city, and I'd just be making these like spoof videos of like, remember the whole like blue gray dress situation? Like, is the dress blue? Is the dress gray?
Or Laurel Yanni?
Like, I did a whole video like that where I would just make these videos spoofing like ideas going on in the world. So that was on another account called Shatsky Laughs, because Shatsky is my last name. So that did well for a while. It just like kept me busy while I had literally no friends at Pace University. No shade, but then.
Fuck you, Pace.
So then, no, much love to you. Then around January 2015, I was at like a family friend New Year's party and I overheard this Monmouth County mom who's like from Brooklyn, because mind you, all the moms that I know really are from like Brooklyn and my mom's circle of friends. And she was talking about how like my daughter, she's like so good. Like, well, like she doesn't party like all these other kids, like that, you know, she's a very good girl. And then I just remember like going to a Barnes and Nobles to like start reading that year. Never ended up reading that year. And I just spoofed it and it like did well enough. Then there were years where I lost my confidence. I stopped posting. And then we segue into March 2020, where I was like, I should pick this up again. And it's kind of skyrocketed on all platforms for the past few months.
Little side note. I don't know. You talked about Ebola. And I just remember, like, I was so afraid with the Ebola thing. Like, even though there were 3 people in New York, and it's like for some reason, like, 3 people got it in New York. When I was in New York when it happened, when it was like when those 3 people were like diagnosed, I was like, I don't want to be here. And then like coronavirus hits and for some reason I'm like, I'll be fine.
For real. We all have that mindset.
It's like everybody, I mean, and I guess it's because like Ebola was like 50% of the time you're going to shit your intestines out and die. And like coronavirus is like, maybe 1% of the time you'll die. So I'm like, I like those odds. I'll take risks.
That was like a meme moment for like a couple weeks where it was like.
I know. We were all laughing about it. We were coronavirus, fuck that.
I posted a picture of me with Jergens when I was 14 and I was like, if I survived this Jergens entire bottle for a day, then I could survive coronavirus. But
well, it was. I mean, before I posted our biggest meme on our page, over 5,000 likes, is if you've ever used the bathrooms in Inkwell, you are immune
real.
To coronavirus.
That's so
because they're disgusting.
It is disgusting.
It's like Johnny Mac's bathrooms.
Yeah, it just
we love these establishments, but
they're great. But you know. Don't you go to the bathroom before? Wait till you get home. Whatever you do, but we're saying with your viral nature on TikTok and your following. I was saying before, I have no, like, I was on the other day, Jake, and it took me, I've never felt like a boomer more in my life because I didn't know how it worked. I had it like about like a year and a half ago because there was like this weird war, like it was a meme war between like gamers versus furries, but we're not going to get into that. It was like some weird thing. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't even look it up. It's really weird. But then I downloaded TikTok again because my friend also sent me a bunch, like JR said, for his sister to download it. But like, how it works.
I said that in take one.
You said that. Oh, no, shit. You said that off camera, and we're going to act like that. Yeah. You said that before we started filming because there wasn't a take one.
Right, yeah, what is a take one? We don't know her, you know?
Yeah, that's just you mean the time?
I'm talking about the time where, you know, we recorded the entire podcast and one of the cameras wasn't on.
Yeah, it was in a dream.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch it, you know, go back to the, you know.
Yeah. That's in the outtakes.
But anyway, yeah, so TikTok makes me feel like a boomer as well, also because I am 27. You guys are significantly younger than me. So like,
no, I'm turning 24.
Okay. Happy birthday. So I agree that TikTok is mainly for like 13-year-old superstars, as well as 7-year-olds that have asked me to follow them. Their moms have made me follow them, and they are posting provocative, inappropriate things that 7-year-olds should not be posting. So I had to unfollow. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. So when I found the platform, I was like, okay, like I'm a dancer. I'll like do these like savage dance challenges and different things. So that was my first video. And like April 7th, I was turning 27 that weekend. And I was like, okay, like I'm turning 27. Like I'm going to become TikTok famous before I die. Like I have to do this before Corona takes me out. So I was like, I did the savage challenge. And like with dancers, it's cool because you can like slow down the tempo where you can like perfect the dance. And then you trick the audience into thinking that you did that dance at that tempo so correctly. So I did that. It did relatively well. Then people were like, you've done comedy for so long. Like you do this like Monmouth County Mom character. Why don't you put that on TikTok? And then that skyrocketed. With TikTok, you can get views months later. You can get comments, likes, shares so many months later, where Instagram, I just felt like I was plateauing for so long and you kind of just lose traction after the day it's posted.
That's true. I mean, I think that even our Instagram page, we've in this like past couple months definitely plateaued a little bit. And that's the other thing is like, I feel like the TikTok algorithm is just so strange because I do, like I said, off camera, I don't use TikTok very often, but on the rare occasions that I do, the ones that show up on my like For You page are like from like 2 months ago, 90% of the time. Like,
makes
I never
no
get
sense.
Recent, almost never. I'm like, this was posted yesterday or the day before. It's always random shit.
I think the reason you're getting so many more views on TikTok is because there's literally so many more people on TikTok now. I think that Instagram has had its moment, like where it's just these model, Visco girl, like whatever things. And you post it that day and then you never hear again. Like I truly would love to post Instagrams 4 times a day, but I know that instead of getting 600 likes on a video, I'll get 37 on all 4 videos because people don't care enough. Whereas with TikTok, you can just be posting all day. You'll wake up to videos from 3 months ago. I'll get views now, months later. So I think it was made for me. I kind of love it, you know?
Well, TikTok kind of solved that because before they were Musical.ly, if you remember Musical.ly, I think Musical.ly was, I never had it, but I remember that was a cringe thing. If you remember like those old videos of like those e-boys that would like be like taking the videos of them like humping beds girls. But TikTok is, you're acting weird.
I don't remember that.
No, you
like,
know.
I don't watch humping beds.
That was all over, bro. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Honestly, 2 against 1 here.
He's just like, he's an old man. Like he's like, I've had people, okay, let's just say, funny enough, Kalina said one time, there was like, cause we were both messaging through the, through Instagram one time. And she's like, one of you sounds like, you know, a 23-year-old college guy. And the other sounds like a 50-year-old boomer.
That's so real. Okay, so these two young, handsome gentlemen reached out to me like a month or two ago, and I always knew I was talking to two different people because you definitely sounded
different.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is I use proper grammar, capitalization, and punctuation, and Max
Instagram.
Just like, and Max is like one sentence, all lowercase, no commas, misspellings.
Oh, I'm going to be looking out for that now. It'll be a game within my own fun world, you know. Yeah,
exactly. You're so fucking annoying. Like it's like, dude, you see what I have to deal with, and we've talked about the married couple. It's not cute, okay? He's a fucking. It's not even that this is gonna end one day. We're gonna kill each other.
I mean, it's cute that you always have that guy. Like you have each other to be like best man. If you don't get married, like you have to be each other's best man.
Well, that's the thing, and my problem is like Max thinks I'm being like a pain in the ass, but oftentimes I'm just looking out for him. Like he reaches out to businesses with these like grammatically incorrect things, DMs. He's like, it's a DM, it doesn't matter. I'm like,
well, then they send us back.
talking.
Grammatical.
I don't care. You want to be
better. You want
to be the better one. Like, it's like, if you're applying for a job, are you going to have
spelling?
It's not.
It is so different.
It's
social media.
It's professionalism.
It's social media. For a page that posts memes, like Gianni's of them posting a video of them slapping their face with pizza, it's about memes. And the guy who runs it is our age. So it's not like we're talking to like, you know, some old ass. It's different. All right, listen.
No,
he
I
agrees
agree
with me.
There's two sides of it. I think that so. Like, if someone reaches out to me, like me mom said yesterday, I love you, me moms, and they're asking me to come in and this and that. They want me to talk about them to prepare food. Like, when you know there's like a business transaction, like people are paying you to help them out. They are helping you out. Like, yes, you want to sound very professional and hey, this is what I'm going to do for you. This is my business. Like, even recently I had to start writing out prices. Like, I never wanted to deal with money
annoying.
On my own.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're acting like I don't do that.
Well,
with
what
business.
I'm trying to say is I just wanted it. It's just the first impression. Because we reach out to people more often, like when it comes to the business things, and people reaching out to us, I think, or not necessarily. It's the other way around. But when we, on the rare occasions where we reach out to somebody, I want us to make a good first impression. After we've been talking to them back and forth, then I'm fine with the informality.
Once you're friends,
exactly. But you do that to like influencers, and it's weird, and it seems like you're coming off. You want to come off as a person, not so much like you're not going to send that.
That's just
to.
The way I sound, dumbass. Jesus.
Yeah, well, you sound like a boomer.
But yes, you should be approaching them with a professional way, but once or in a professional manner. But once you get to know them, it can definitely be chill. And that's like same with when you post something. If I were to put all this time into this professionally written or edited video, it would get no likes. If I post like my thumbnail and literally is like, this is dedicated to my 2013 ex that fucked me over, like it would get 7,000 likes because that's
raw.
Meme culture and it's raw and people are interested.
He gets mad at, he got mad at me one time because I used to, when I made a meme, I put a period at the end of the text on the actual meme.
Oh,
he was
shit.
Like, oh, no periods allowed.
I agree.
I'm like, listen, I get it, but it's like, do you really think we're going to get less likes on a meme because
it just looks bad?
You don't know, though. That's the thing, is you don't know what runs through. Like, you have to think about how you are as a viewer, you know, like, and especially at your age demographic. Like, it just depends, like, what people want to watch.
you know what the thing is? Jake, you know, he would understand this meme stuff more. Wink, wink, get ready for this.
Oh,
if he,
shit.
Like, was on the page more and posted.
Oh,
and
I've noticed that in prior podcasts. You're always about, like, how he doesn't post enough.
Yeah.
But he has a full-time job. He's, you know.
No, he doesn't.
I currently don't. I did.
I'm
collecting on him. Okay, you do.
I'm going to be working.
Well, when you lose a job during a pandemic like this, you do not lose the job entirely, but lose the schedule. You lose that drive. And I guess someone that's been working and up and at it for a while, like, you have it.
It's that grind that we want to get there. And what I wanted to get into, Jake, is how, you know, where you want to be in 10 years and this drive that people can give up on a specific dream. Like, everyone sees these famous people and be like, I want to be them. But there's some people that quit or don't even start. Most people honestly don't even start. Most people don't. There's other people that go and then give up. And then there's some people, for the people that do keep going and just don't stop, I want you to talk about first, what is your 10-year goal, and also the trials and tribulations of sticking with something like being an entertainer and being putting yourself out there.
Well, it's crazy because when I think 10-year goal, so I'm 27, so like I was a senior in high school 10 years ago, and if you were to say to me, what is your 10-year goal, it's crazy how much that has changed and what can change. Because back then I was like, I just want to be like an ensemble member on Broadway, and now catch me at 4 a.m. miserable now, like auditioning to be an ensemble member on Broadway. And you have to realize life changes. My ultimate goal would be to share all my talents of singing, dancing, acting. I always say, and this is ridiculous, but I always say that I'd love to be like the next Jennifer Lopez in male form. So J-Lo, if you're watching this, A-Rod, if any of you of the family are watching this right now, I'm sure you are. I'm aspiring to be you.
J-Lo, watch this shit right now.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure J-Lo wakes up.
Everybody spam her the link to this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I admire that she took her 20s to be in movies, which is something that is like relatively attainable. I've done some television work before, and we live close enough to New York where that market is reasonable for me. And then I'm a dancer. I have a strong background in dance. I would love to make music videos. I just started a song called On the Zoom, which derives from one of my videos. So I would love to take my singing, dancing, acting, make it into one, and be a huge star like J-Lo. But you can't aspire to only be the 0.00001% of someone as huge as that. But I would love to have a thriving career in entertainment, doing it all. I've always loved SNL. I'd love to be on that, but I have too many goals and it's getting to the point where I do have to narrow it down to one, but also be a realistic person and know what that side hustle has to be. If that has to be working in restaurants till 2 a.m., which I'm down to do, kind of anything to make the dreams happen.
Sure.
Oh, well, I mean, I was making motions to myself when Max was talking about people who had a dream and gave up on it too quickly.
Oh, shit.
Which is just like, it's just your life story. You just give up from the start.
Basically, I give up. No.
Every single day, wakes up, gives up.
Wakes up, I'm going back to sleep.
Repeat, I'm so about that life.
No, it's not that. It's, like I said in the, off camera.
Stop referencing it, you fucker. Just say it.
Like I said before, I went to school in California for a couple of years and I studied film out there and I was like, this is something I've wanted to do for a long time. I was always really into like the writing side of it. And then in middle school, I got into the production, like directing people around, shooting stuff, editing. And then I got out there and I was like PAing on tons of student films, not even like, actual production films, student films. And I kept seeing all these people who were like 30s, 40s, PAing alongside me. Well, I'm like, 18, 19 at the time. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could bring myself to really spend, 10 years, maybe even more, doing something menial like being a PA, which I mean, no offense to PAs, but it is the bottom of the totem pole on a film set. You're kind of everyone's bitch. That's really what you are. And I get, and the teachers out there, they're realistic with you. They tell you what your chances of success are, and which is a good thing, because I always hate people who are like, yeah, you can do it. And like, you can do it, but your chances are very low. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to be honest with you like that. So I transferred back to Rutgers. I studied English, and I did give film a shot. In the past 8 months, I was working at a documentary film studio, which was a great experience working on set. But overall, I was like, I think I'm not willing to put all my chips in that bag. I have things that I want to do in my life, and unfortunately, money is required to do them.
Mm-hmm. So, well, at least you tried. And you're still going. I think dreams fizzle year in and year out. Like, 4 years ago when I was 23, I like hit a point where I was doing like a local in New Hampshire. It was like their local theater production of Hairspray. And I was loving it, but I was like, I'm making no money. So like you're saying, do I want to be 40 and making this little money just to like satisfy some little dream? Or do I want to have a real life? So then I was like, okay, I'll get a master's in education, which no knock to teachers. Teaching is an amazing career and I would love to go into it eventually. I teach dance on the side. But I had this feeling that like I should be doing something more. I should be making the best of the dreams that I really have. And being a full-time teacher really wouldn't allow that at the time. So there's still parts of me that want that, but there's still parts of me that still want to chase the dream, even if it means these bullshit restaurant jobs in the meantime till 2 a.m. and figuring it out,
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is there's that feeling kind of inside of you. And I'm kind of battling it right now and really thinking about it where you feel like there's something more for you. Mm-hmm. Like you don't know, you kind of have an idea of where you want to go. Everyone does, but you don't necessarily know how to get there. Mm-hmm. And I know myself, me and JR have been making videos and we've talked about this. We started in middle school making videos about for history class.
Yeah.
And we've done YouTube stuff on the side and then I did stuff with my buddy and made like a YouTube channel and I was seeing it's at like 30,000 views. And I kind of stopped because with me, it sounds like I'm so confident in some areas, but I like to surround myself with people that are confident to help me. So when I originally made a YouTube channel with my friend Omar, we were able to make vlogs, but I never could do it myself. Now this with JR, this what I was talking about with this podcast is I don't think I could do this alone. And having him here is just incredible.
Because I'm just incredibly confident.
Yeah.
You are.
Handsome and everything, yeah.
So what I'm getting at is it's hard to kind of find that confidence to do things. And even with YouTube, what I was getting at is we did all right. We were at like 30,000 views, but I started this page and it blew up. So I know I want to get somewhere to be, I always say I want to be famous, something like that. But just because you don't succeed in one area, like you're saying in the past, you're doing theater, it doesn't mean that what you're doing now is wrong. This could be your route, Jake. Mm-hmm. This could be it to get where you want to be.
Yeah, you have to make an original goal for yourself. If you really have this feeling, like you're saying, of wanting more, like, yes, I could fulfill that dream and keep doing it. I could keep being a dancer in the background for whatever, but I do have a bit of a bigger dream. So if I really want to live up to that, I have to put in the work and I have to say, okay, so how can you, Jake Dillon, make yourself the most original and let that go somewhere? And there's days nights when I go to sleep and I'm like, you're a weirdo. Like, this is going nowhere. Like, there are people that are so much more successful than you, blah, blah, blah. But you have to check in with yourself and be like, if you really want this dream of yours to maybe come true, you have to keep being original. You have to find outlets like this Monmouth County mom character and weird things that maybe that's not showing all of what you do, but it's this little gimmick and it'll help you get to the next. Same with a podcast, same with a meme page. Like, it's something that's getting you recognized, which will only open up more opportunities, which leads to merchandise and songs and things that are coming on our way, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the thing. I think for a while when I wanted to do film, like, I kind of did want, not necessarily to be famous, but to have that recognition of like, oh, like making a great film. Like, there are some filmmakers mm-hmm. who just, you know, the stuff that they make is unbelievable. Like, I'm a huge Christopher Nolan fan. Some of the things that he writes, the shit that he comes up with, blows my mind. And I think a part of me wanted that. But I also wanted it the way he does. Like, he's so not a public figure. He's so not in the spotlight. And I was like, I think if I were to ever achieve something like that, I would want to be like him. I don't want all the attention. I don't, mm-hmm. I'm an extroverted person, I think, but I'm somewhere like in the middle because I do like to be alone. I don't necessarily like the spotlight. I mean, I think maybe that's why you like, I'm not necessarily the most confident person in the world, but I also just don't care about mm-hmm. like my image as much as other people maybe.
Which you can in terms of social media.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that, like where there's whatever you do. If you make the right decision, people are going to talk shit on you. If you make the wrong decision. So I just want to start out with what everyone knows is Monmouth County Moms. And you said you kind of started that more. It was you did that a while back, but it kind of gained traction in TikTok a couple months ago. And you actually DM'd us about it.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Jared are watching it. One, my mom and my sister just love it. Oh, they think it's incredible. Thanks. They'll tell them you said hi.
Hello.
But it's people can't get enough of it. And you have 11,000 followers, but you average so many. What I see is I look at like pages for their comments and the interactions because, you know, people get 100,000 followers. We always say they're all fake.
Oh,
they buy that shit, whatever. But you have so many people. I would love to see how many, you know, DMs people are sending it through and just see.
All day long. I mean, it's so cool. But like with what you're saying, there is a price you have to pay with not buying your followers. Because let's say if I wanted to be on a Nickelodeon TV show. So a lot of these casting directors will straight up look for actors to be in their TV show, which means money, which means a business for you. They want their actors to have 100,000 followers. Now, you'll get all of these actors that don't really have 100,000, but they've bought them.
Yeah.
And then they show up and okay, like they book a Nickelodeon show, but like they didn't really, and no shade, because maybe they actually found a way to like get a huge following. But I find that keeping my 11,000 for now, it's growing every day, organic following is opening up all this local viewership. And, you know, even now I have like merchandise going to Missouri, I have merchandise going to Tampa. Like my videos are hitting kind of all over the world without me having to buy them. And I'm trying to stick to that for as long as possible. Because then it just becomes fake and you know it's not real people commenting and actually interested in what you're doing.
And that's the thing. I mean, I think what people should really look at is not so much how many followers you have, but what your retention rate is. Like if you have like people, if you have like a number like 13, 14% of your followers are like liking or commenting on your post, like that's huge. Most people, these people with celebrities with like 9 million followers, they have like 1% of their viewers, 1% of their followers are liking their posts.
Mm.
1% of their are commenting or less. And it's like for a while, that was what I was really proud of on our page was that we had such a high, it's not a retention rate, that's on YouTube. What is it?
Engagement.
Our engagement rate was ridiculous for a long time. I mean, it's still pretty good, but it's like we had one of the highest out of like any page that I knew. It was like it was over 13%. Wow. Like we were getting like we were averaging 3,000 likes a post, which is huge.
And that's what it's about. It's about not seeing a quantity, because like we're talking for 5 minutes about numbers, and I think that becomes so stupid. Like we shouldn't obsess over numbers and quantity of friends and anything in life. But like when you start seeing analytics like that, like you're really finding out. It's almost like how in the old days, the only way to see how good a TV show did was based off of the viewership, which they could actually track online. Now it's like you straight up see it through different apps of how well your videos are doing, the percentage of people interested, which is really cool.
It's kind of crazy how you could, like you see these big studios like buy all like basically this marketing with their movies to send this out. But I'm kind of making fun of people for buying their followers on Instagram. And I know it's a bad thing to buy them. Listen, guys, we don't do that. Jake is all organic, but I don't know. Like I feel like I'm in a medium right now where I hate on people for it, but I see where other people are, you know, promoting like music videos. You see these artists put this thing out, so it has millions of views to start, and then it just goes up and up and up. So what do you think about that?
I get it, and I get why people do it, and I think there's going to come a point where a casting director, an agent, someone that might be really interested in me one day might actually say to me, like, you need to have a bigger following. And then if that comes down to, like, me not getting jobs because I don't have more followers, which, like, mind you, again, might mean I have to buy fake followers, I'll do it. Like, I'm all for buying 100,000 followers. But like you were saying, it'll always come down to people like you and I that are very savvy on social media are very privy, if I'm using that word correctly, to the fact that these are not real people that are liking it. You go through the likes, it's robots, and it's like, I don't know, we can't harp all day on things like that. But yeah, for business term, for business reasons, there'd definitely be a need to buy followers one day.
As an English major, I have to say you did use privy correctly.
Okay, I don't think I've ever...
Max would never...
I've never used the word privy.
Bro, I didn't know that was a word. Okay. I'm just like, I was going with it. I was like, yeah, that sounds
privy,
good.
Privy, you know.
It's like, sounds very like old English.
Yes,
like.
Yes.
Well, this thing hurts my face so much.
Dude, I just had to take the, I had the Star-Lord mask on and you had the Batman one. All the things over. Quickly talking about going in the past about like making videos, and I've stopped and I'm going to start making YouTube videos again, but it's a confidence thing. And you even said you had trouble with that at a certain point.
Oh yeah.
Where, you know, at the end of the day, dude, like it's yourself that's hating on you the most. Like most of the time, you know, you could have a hater out there, you could have people writing shit, but at the end of the day, you're the one putting yourself out there and doing shit, stuff that they can never do.
I think with any person that puts themselves out there, any form of artwork, there's always going to be like 85% of people that like it, I think, and 15% that don't. And I spent so many years harping on that 15% of guys, especially that I like have gone on dates with that like think I'm weird or guys that find me. Well, of course, but like when you're in your young 20s and developmental stages, and like honestly, I'm still there sometimes where you just worry about that 15% and you're not taking the time to be like, oh, but you're making like 85% of people's days and like, fuck those 15% of people. When I have people reach out to me saying that, oh, my video helped me get through because my dad died of cancer 2 months ago, or this had happened, job, my work is really stressful, I'm working in a hospital, like things are happening in people's lives, and you become, when you want to be an influencer or a YouTuber or whatever, you become their form of entertainment. So it is really important for mental health, for everything, to not harp on that 15% of trolls, because at the end of the day, if I'm really thinking about how I want love and boys aren't going to like me, that boy that does eventually want to be with me forever will like me for everything. And same with you guys, when that boy or girl, you know, wants you for, you know, who you are.
Chicks dig meme pages, so
yeah, no, they do. I would absolutely go for the meme page thing, you know, absolutely.
No, we always kind of talk, but there's so many memes about that with like meme page admins.
It's like when you go on a date with a girl and tell her you run a meme page, and that's just like a waterfall or something, you know what I mean? Like, I love that, but it's
no, I think if they appreciate humor, they'd love you guys, you know,
like that's true. That's true.
I
don't understand why are all these girls ghosting me? I always tell them about my meme page,
yeah, dude. Well, they're just ghosting you,
girls that are ghosting you.
Yeah, they're making the wrong decision,
you.
Dude. you don't have Monmouth County memes in your bio, dude.
Yes, I do. Said,
okay,
I
that should
you.
Work. That gets you swiped.
Well, there's 26,000 that are not ghosting you, so
it's true.
No big deal.
So
yeah. you guys know my personal at JR Bellavia. Slide it into my DM.
Absolutely.
See what happens.
Guys, I just followed.
Definitely.
I'll slide in tonight. Just to slide in. I'll be drunk tonight and slide in.
Anyway. So getting into, I love it. This is just like a conversation. That's why we love podcasts, is because you get to see, like with you being on camera, a lot of that, obviously it's raw, but seeing how we are behind this and it's really special. But I wanted to say with like dealing with the hate on Instagram, I'm kind of jumping around on here, we'll weigh the bad comments so much more than the good ones. Like you'll have so many like, dude, you changed, you know, like you made my day better. You know, I laughed for a little bit. And then there'll be those few fucking idiots that are like, not funny, didn't laugh, you know.
But also like, think about what it takes for someone to wake up, to go onto a page and to write not funny. Like what must be going on in their personal life that they need to, like, really? And I'm not even saying that as like a defense mechanism. Like when you hit the old age of 27, like you really realize like what's important and whatever, and you realize like people must be really unhappy to go out of their way to troll other people. What I will find though with TikTok, and I'm knocking on wood, but literally 105% of the comments on TikTok are positive.
Great.
I don't know if that's just because of the content I'm putting out there where it's like very specific to my demographic, but like Instagram, I've seen that 15% of hate when I'm put on like white people humor and those pages with millions of followers. I'm a gay, weird looking guy. Like I am going to get hate no matter what. But on TikTok, it's like weirdly positive, like where I'm creeped out by it that every single person is into it. I'm just going with it. Thank you to my TikTok followers, all 21,000 of you. But I'm sure hate will come before you know it, you know?
Well, the internet's the best and the worst thing, because what I say is I don't think there's ever an easier time right now to blow up and get fame. But also, every single freaking person has like social media, so they could. And how do you respond? Do you respond to the bad stuff, or how do you?
I mean, to be funny, yes. Like when I'm posted on those huge meme pages, if someone's like gay or like this or that, of course I entertain it because I have tools at 27 years old to respond. I always go, thank you with a heart. Or like, I'm always obnoxious back to it. Last night I got like someone, I was posted on Me Mom's page, which is an innocent post about me sponsoring their food. Like there's no need for someone to be mean. And then like you see like Tom's River, local NJ. So thank you writing like this kid's not funny or something, or like, I don't like this. So of course I like responded back, but then you have to take a second to be like, you are too above this. Like you cannot be responding to hate when you have so much love out there. On TikTok though, there is truly just so much of it per day that I can't answer, because then I'll be investing myself all day long, even though I appreciate the love so much on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think when we get DMs that are kind of like talking shit, Max is normally the one to just let it go. Like don't respond. And I'm just like, no, I'm responding.
Go for it.
And it's not like,
well, you respond in the right way.
I respond in a way that, like, that's the thing. Like when there's like a DM that where it's like, depending on how we respond to it, could be like a PR type of a problem. Mm. Max will be like, all right, write something. And I'll just write something out quick, because it's like, I'll respond and I'm angry about it. But I'll write like a really well thought, you know, very like well-meaning post, like a response that's actually saying like fuck you, but in a very nice way.
And you sound intelligent.
And then afterwards it'd be like, yeah, fuck that idiot, Max. Like what did it, like,
well, yeah,
because I don't want to respond first, because a lot of times I won't respond and I'll send it him, because my initial response, because this is like my fucking child, I want to fucking go off on him. Like, yeah, I'm so pissed.
Of course.
I know that's not the right thing to do.
That's a good way to put it, like your child. I guess like this art that we produce online becomes our child, and it's in the same way that you wouldn't want someone to be so negative to a child of yours, and you wouldn't want them to knock down your poster.
That podcast going downhill right there.
That must have been someone above, like looking down and being like, fuck the Monmouth County memes.
We're fucked.
You know? It's just some
bad
juju.
Thank God that's on camera too. I can't wait to
see
that shot. Yeah.
Oh my God. You can only entertain the haters for so long, and then it's more about the positivity and why you do what you do, you know?
Yeah. Do we want to talk about any of the current event stuff going on right now or no?
I mean,
like how Corona made us all sit at home.
Yeah. Well, like the most recent thing that I had to do with PR type, like, you know, like posts or like responses to DMs, we got a DM saying like, you know, wanting us to share this, like, you know, Black Lives Matter thing. Mm. And we get so many of them. Like we get tons of DMs every day. And
like hundreds,
one of the
yeah.
things that we do, and especially she sent it, I think it was late at night, or I don't know exactly when
it was late,
but it was like, I was driving home. I just got a puppy. So I was like driving back.
Congrats,
so I wasn't on the app. Max is on the app. He doesn't like to respond to those things for that reason I said before. And even so, we open, you know, DMs and then we don't respond right away. Like we will open a DM and like respond the next day or like,
because we
got
to talk to each other about what we want
to
do.
What we want to do. Especially when there are things like that where we're like, you know, people asking for us to post things. And she got like, we didn't respond. We left her on open. And she said, okay, I see where your priorities lie.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, that really rubs me the wrong way, because as a meme page, you know, we understand that we have like a voice and we have, you know, we have a lot of followers. But also, I'm not trying to act like some sort of moral authority to anybody. It's like, I know that we can do something good, but I also don't want to act like I know it all and like I'm telling you this is what's right, even if I believe it, which I do. Mm. I mean, we posted
the
we
link.
We put a link for all these donation things in our story. We posted two stories, and I'm like, but I don't want to. It's not that I don't agree, and that's, it's not like I don't agree with the movement, or that Max doesn't agree with the movement, and that's why we're like posting.
We're supporting. We're openly doing it.
We openly support it, but we don't want to act as anything more than what we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are is a meme page. We're not a political page.
I mean, that's a very specific, crucial thing going on right now. And I think that that's really intelligent. Like for you to say to me in person, like, I needed to take a few days to speak with the co-administrator to see how we're going to tackle this. That's a valid answer. But of course, everyone is very sensitive at a time like this, and rightfully so. It would make sense that someone were to send you a link to a Black Lives Matter campaign or something, and if you didn't respond, they would take it very seriously, and they would, you know, people are quick to jump and be like, okay, so then they support this, and they are forgetting like why they're even supporting it in the first place. I feel like it's now become this like weird competition of like, I support this, I support this. It's like, just be a
freaking good person. Because a lot of the time social media is just about vanity.
And absolutely.
And I guarantee a lot of the people that like, I mean, the same people who posted nothing and then posted the black screens are the same people who are like, I just want to look good.
Well, they're not doing anything. I mean, if you're going to like, if you're going to donate, put the thing in your bio, something like, but just posting the black screen, you know what you're saying? Yeah. Hey guys, I'm here. You know, I support the movement, but you're not making a change. Go to a protest. Yeah. Be there. Put yourself into that. That's a great thing. Yeah. But
and the other thing is, I'm not doing anything on my personal page because I got 400. I follow 400 people. I got 400 followers. Like, I'm like, if people are like, oh, why aren't you posting stuff on your personal? Because I don't have any voice on my personal page. Me posting something on my personal page is just about me letting people know that I'm a good guy. Like, that's what it is. Posting something on a page with 26,000 followers. That's different because I am reaching people who I'm not friends with. I'm reaching tons of people. So
that's
it's like
a good way to put it.
And it's like, it just doesn't make sense to be put. I don't think that social media, unless you have the platform and you have the viewership, it's not an important thing.
No, I think you should be doing it on your own to be a good person. You should, 100% show up to a protest, donate to a Black Lives Matter charity. Yeah. But you don't need to talk about it all day long. That's been a big thing with my friends this week. Yeah. Of course, I'm very liberal. All my friends are very liberal. Yeah. Like, it's very like, okay, so like, are you doing it for yourself to show that you did it, or have you actually done something?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that, if somebody was like going through my social media page and saw that I never posted anything, they'd be like, wow, you're a bigot. And be like, well, really? Like, what if I went to protests and rallies and I just didn't post it to make myself look good? What if I donated and I didn't say screenshot, you know, my donation like so many people do? Mm-hmm. And it's just, they're just, I mean, like, I'm not saying they have bad intentions. I'm sure that they have great intentions. But posting it just for proof that you did something. Like the people who like do those pranks or those challenges where they give, you know, homeless people $100 and record it, like,
and then they make millions off the video.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's the same. It's the same thing to me. It really is.
Yeah, because 10 years ago or 15 years ago, at this point, if something like this were to happen, and so many things were happening, people would do good out there and donate and help out the world, but no one else would know about it unless it was in the newspaper.
And I think that the anonymity about it is what makes it, you know, a humble act.
Oh yeah.
And I was going to say, politicize it and show it all over the place, it loses its value, in my opinion.
Well, you see, I always talk shit on, you know, influencers, and we've had to deal with some of these people that just take themselves so seriously. Like, you see the fake things where like they'll take pictures in front of like boarded up stores and act like, and it's like they've gone viral because other people will film them and expose them, and it's just like, guys, how dumb are you? Like, in an age where everyone has their phones, I'm happy these influencers are like, if you're gonna go be at a rally, post there, but actually be there and be in it. And so at the end of the day, you know, we do support the movement, but we're a meme page. We're here to bring laughs to you, as you are here to bring joy to people's days. You know, it should be that people know you support the movement, as you do, but I'm looking for a great Monmouth County Moms post today and tomorrow, and that stuff brightens my day. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person, because every second, you know, you're not showing your support for something.
Oh, I mean, it's like Monmouth County Memes, my page, we're almost like television shows. So let's say we're like the TV show Friends. Let's say people are going through it this week. I mean, there's a million things in the past few months to have gone through. People go to CNN.com, whatever.com, different news sources to find out about what's going on in the world. When they go to Monmouth County Memes, then they go to Jake Dillon. They go to get entertained so they can get their minds off of it. I'm still Jake Dillon and like put my real input and my support of Black Lives Matter as well. But for like a big meme page like you, they're not going for that. So it's important that you keep that aesthetic and you're still entertaining people. But at the end of the day, the people running it are still good people supporting good causes, you know?
Yeah.
Because you kind of brought this up into your thing about people taking social media too seriously. And I try and be what I always love that quote. It's like, never take life too seriously. You'll never make it out alive. I try and be sarcastic all the time. And that's one of the things people tell me about is with my Instagram bio, I have Hollister model applicant.
I loved that.
Because anyone, like, you could apply to be a Hollister model like applicant. It's just like, it just for those people
that
are just like
model. Like, I worked at an Abercrombie when I was like 19, and literally the position is called model, and I put it on my Facebook status. I was like, just became an Abercrombie model, like in hopes that people would think I was an actual model.
Yeah.
So when I saw that was your bio, I was obsessed. Some other of my favorites are Chrissy Teigen's Making America Great Again, because obviously, I mean, you can imagine my political views. So I made I think I made it for a few days, making America great again on my Instagram bio to make fun of that. But yeah, you can't take it too seriously. And I think it just comes from me like not having the patience to take social media seriously until it becomes a business transaction and you have to really put yourself out there. But like beyond that, I just want to be an idiot all the time till I die on that. You know?
That's the thing. I think there was a point like a couple years ago where I posted something and I was like, and I looked at the results on my personal, which I have like 30 posts. Like I never cared. And then I was like, well, I looked at it. I was like, man, I don't have many likes. And I was like, and then I thought about it, like, why the fuck do I care how many likes I have? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I was like one of the last people to have social media in our friend group. I did Snapchat like 5 years after it came out. And like mm-hmm. everyone else was like already there. I posted on Instagram like for the first time, like, I don't know, like way after everyone else. And I was like, and I started getting into it and then I started caring about it. And I was like, no, time to stop. And then I didn't post anything for like a year or 2 years or anything. I was just like, because it's just not worth it. Like there's no point in being like upset or angry about, you know.
But we get so lost in that world, and especially people that run pages, and we look for that validation. Like I was talking with my friends yesterday about like, oh, I miss going to concerts. Like what I would do to just see a concert live nowadays. And then it opened up the whole conversation of how everyone just goes to concerts now to film it on their story the whole night. And it's like, then why are you there? But I'm also part of that. I've done that for so many years.
Picture didn't happen.
Yeah, of course. But like, we have to get out of that, you know, like in some way. But I don't know. We also can't be too hard on ourselves. If I want to go to a concert and film it all night, I'm not going to be hard on myself.
Absolutely.
You know?
Go ahead and do it for sure.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, with me, I'll take like a 4 or 5 month break from posting on Instagram, and I'll even think like, oh, should I post this? Or and I don't know, nowadays I just use my shit to plug MCM. I just wanted true. To get it out there.
Smart.
You know, I might actually, you heard it here first, I might just buy 8k more followers and be able to have 10k so I could do the story swipe up.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you know, we're lit, and then I could just start swiping up our videos on there.
10k followers and like mm-hmm. 400 likes on your posts. That's,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
well I'm like I'm basically like every other influencer from Monmouth County. That's not Jake Dillon. All the other ones, maybe. I would say Jake, Kalina.
Yeah, Kalina's awesome. I was watching.
I was trying to think who else. There's like a few who, and we've had to deal, and like, it's just something like you're so down earth, and you're like how you see it in your videos. Like you have a great personality, but there's other people that just, that's what I'm saying. They take themselves so seriously, yet they fucking bought their followers, and they don't deserve the recognition. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
to each his own. Like I think it comes to a point with those people one day where they realize like, now I'm just wasting all this money to get fake validation. Like I need to buy a house one day. Like, you know, like, I don't know. That could open up a whole other, but it's not worth it.
You can't buy fake money.
Yeah.
Yes, you can, actually. Yeah,
but I guess
you can.
You ever heard of Monopoly?
Yeah.
You could use that in a casino. Nelk did a video with that. That was crazy. That was went to jail. But let's keep, how are we on time? We're good. We're at 18. Yeah. So, the being honest online, and we see so many people create like a fake image of themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what social media is. And like, as much, you don't show the bad parts of the day, you show the best. And mm-hmm. that's the harsh part. And I think we're getting to a time where I'm hoping we go back a little. I'm hoping we take a step back and just, because you see these people where they're at Coachella, they're at mm-hmm. like all these great things, but they're not posting them doing laundry, them cooking. Mm-hmm. Some people love cooking. They do post that. But how do you, what do you think about this whole facade that people create about their life?
I think I market myself on being the most raw and organic. So like I just personally can't relate to that. Like I can't relate to like going to the beach with my friend and having a 3-hour photo shoot, picking the best picture, like because you'll actually catch me filming myself getting a parking ticket at the beach where I also took the photo shoot. And that's not to be like, I'm amazing. It just shows that like, I don't care. Like, I think it's more interesting because it goes back to my original YouTube days in 2007, 2008, when YouTube was getting big. Those were the people that I like to watch, the people that are the most organic in the moment, because there are 7,000 Instagram facaders out there where, you know, that just take their modeling pics, and mad respect to them. Like they are beautiful and whatever. But I just personally like being raw and organic, and I think my followers have always attracted to my page because of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
It just came to mind, and I'll have to ask if you want to do this later on, but I was thinking if you did want to create a new Monmouth County Moms today if you're on the set, if something like just being in here, we could do this at the end.
Well, that, yeah, that happens a lot with me. Like when I went to Me Moms yesterday, like I thought I was just advertising for them as Jake Dylan, talking about it, getting them some followers in business. But they were like, can you use this French toast as a phone? Since I always use like a different weird object as a phone and do a video. So I just kind of did it impromptu. I never rehearsed my videos. I just like kind of improvised and made a whole thing.
I have that on here. Where it's literally with Monica County Moms, and that's my main thing that I, one of the things is where you, like, it's kind of become a cult thing, where you use different things as phone, and one time I saw it was like a tampon, one time it was a condom too.
Yeah, that was like a very unused condom. People were like, was that out of the trash? I was like, who do you think I am? Like, it's so very clearly wrapped up, it has not been used in 3 months, but yeah, like, I'll just, and that also, it's crazy how like social media works. You have to learn your audience. So that also ties in with the fake followers. If you have organic followers, you start to learn them. You start to get to know them. You see that someone 3 months ago was like, oh, that's so funny how you used a banana as a phone. In my mind, it wasn't this idea to keep on going. It was just like, in that moment, I used it. When people start liking it and you learn your followers, oh, then you're like, okay, every time I should do a different weird object. Now it has to get bigger. So now it's like, I want to use my dog as the next object, like a tampon. Like, what can you do for views, quote unquote? What can you do to grab the eye there? So that's why, yeah, I'll use these weird objects. Yeah, I'll make these.
Looking around this room trying to find something. Yeah, I mean, there's,
I could literally use one of your bodies.
Let me see.
That. Absolutely. Oh my God, of course.
Oh my God, we're going to use that at the end to do it and put it on. Okay.
Seriously. I always have to find a way to tie it into like to a general theme. Like yesterday when Me Moms was like, can you do a video here? Immediately my mind had to think of how can you make this general? So then it was the Monmouth County mom that wants to go for brunch because that's exactly. relatable to spot. Everyone. So that's my homework because when businesses want to work with me, I have to find the most general idea like coffee, alcohol, things that everyone likes, you know?
So the character, there's Kayla is the daughter,
and then
there's they always say the younger one, which is so.
Thanks for like knowing this. So
I do. I want like Max I went through
research.
I do.
Thanks. Yeah, Cheryl was like a woman that works at the front desk of a dance studio that I worked at years ago. So that's when I started using the term Cheryl. Thank you. I'll get you on camera doing it. That's when I, of course, like both of you. That's when I started using Cheryl. And then like a few months ago, I just think of like everyone from Monmouth County goes to Udell. So I was like, okay, Udell. Everyone from Monmouth County's name is Kayla. So, or like Julia. So like, I was like, okay, Kayla. Julia is a new character coming on season, whatever. So that's how I just did it. And then you realize like, oh shit, I'm like low key writing like a Netflix show right now. People are subscribing to this shit every day. Like a 10-minute miniseries on Quibi. Like, is that how you say it?
Quibi.
So that's what the game is now. Is I have to constantly add characters, add ideas where people feel like they're watching a 1-minute little series, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Which I have on here, I think the one of my favorites, and this is me telling. Uh-huh. The first one is great. I like. There's still like a special the one that you DM'd us and we posted.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's like another one where you I think one of the first ones where you mentioned Kayla and your younger one. And there's two more. The Bruce Springsteen at the gym.
Oh, thank you.
Was incredible, and it was so. It was like Jersey Shore Fitness Shop. You're saying
I actually
like,
met him there. Jersey Strong.
So Jersey Strong, seeing him there.
Of course.
Which he's such like a down to earth guy. And we always talk about him. So if you could hook it up, that we
absolutely
get him on the podcast. Real quick.
I mean, there has to be some way. He also had a Broadway musical. I was like, how do I get on that?
Yeah, right.
I find ideas like that you know everyone will share. Everyone has been part of. Also, things that I find ridiculous. Like I just find it ridiculous that there are moms, no offense, that are at the gym every Monday morning at 10 a.m. You know what I mean? Like. And then go to the salon after. Like, I have this weird. Yeah, it's like this weird. Game of being shady, but also not being so mean where a mom would be like, fuck this kid. Like, why is he making fun of me? Like,
but it's relatable.
It has to be relatable. So like the Monmouth County mom that wants her salon to open, I, Jake, am personally making fun of it because like my mom hasn't gone to the salon in 3 months, but like I find it funny when people do. So then it just becomes organic. It's harder for me to like rehearse a script and find that funny in the moment, if that makes sense.
They're like gentle stereotypes, the type that don't actually offend people. But they're exactly. The thing is you got to find an audience that's willing to laugh themselves. And I think that moms
they do.
Are willing to laugh at themselves absolutely. And they're made fun of. So
yeah, then you get like a little fan club and this and that. Like it's very cute.
The last one, Jake, is the sleepaway camp one, where you were like literally you're showing so much emotion in it and like crying, and I was like, okay, this is where he gets his Oscar, because it was I'm supposed to be around my kids all summer, like screw it. And you're like talking about like this one camp being like $7,000 and it was just nothing at all.
Oh yeah, I mean, I like I have acting training from high school, so I was like channeling that in. But yeah, that's another thing. Everyone from Marlboro, I don't know if it's the same in Monmouth Beach, everyone went to sleepaway camp. I went for like a brief season. Everyone went to a Jewish sleepaway camp. I'm Jewish, so I could say. But yeah, it's just this like cult, this actual reality of moms that their lives are ending because sleepaway camp is not available. So you have to like harp into the ridiculous of that, the ridiculousness of that, and post it and be weird, you know?
I never went to sleepaway camp, and I kind of regret it because my younger brother goes and he loves it. And I'm like, that would have been fun.
Like one at a lake. That seems really cool.
He goes in Rhode Island for like 2 weeks out of the season. And bougie. I was like, fuck, I should have done that.
It's fun. You can be a counselor.
Is that like, your dream goal right now?
Yeah, 10-year plan.
That's my new goal. You know, I don't want to make movies anymore. I want to be a camp counselor.
Wet Hot American Summer.
Movie concept, yeah.
You're just saying it. I was on our first, literally on the first video we posted that you sent to us, and this is just quickly going back to the haters really quickly. There was like a few people that were like, who sounds like this in Monmouth County? And I commented back, and I fucking clapped back because I was are you kidding me? Like, and I clapped back, and I was like, dude, have you ever, like, it's so much Italian moms from
Italian
here, especially,
Jewish.
New York moms coming down, like, being from that area and living here. And I got, like, 30-something likes on that. So it was real, like, and you knew it clicked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my mom, my whole family's from Brooklyn. All of our friends are from Brooklyn or Staten Island. I literally made that in a video. My most popular video on TikTok, it has like almost 500,000 views, a number I never thought I'd see on any platform, is the mom from New York that moved to Monmouth County, where I put maybe New York to New Jersey, because it's so relatable. Everyone in the past 30 years has moved from Brooklyn or Staten Island to Monmouth County.
To raise a family,
So you have to like think of those ideas that will do so well like that. Or if you get a hater, you clap back at them and be like, have you even grown up here? Like, do you know, have you been to Rook or?
Are you a Benny? Like,
they're like, no, I've been to the Turnpike and Newark. That's what the majority
people
of people
think. Yeah.
That's what they think New Jersey is. Newark or the Turnpike.
It just, like those smokestacks. And they're like, yeah, that's what New Jersey is. It's just like the smokestacks. And we're like, have you been to like the, there's beautiful parts of North Jersey. There's beautiful parts. Sorry, I can't even talk of South Jersey, of Jersey Shore.
Everywhere is beautiful, but Monmouth County specifically.
It's the best.
That's
county.
In the PSA, you know.
Peak New Jersey, right?
And
here.
Just look at the talent from here.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, we're
Jake,
fucking awesome.
We have the biggest people in Monmouth County in one place.
Literally.
I don't know.
People are going to look at this and be like, who is this pretentious asshole? It is 11,300. No, I'm talking about me. Like,
oh, well, he's the real pretentious asshole.
No, combined, we're at 37,000 followers.
Shit.
There you go.
Wow. We're almost like at a 15-year-old girl that buys her followers. Like, she's probably at like 40,000, so we're almost there.
Of course.
You know, she's from like Rumson. She takes pictures on her lake house. We're being so shady to minors right now.
It's fun making. I mean, like, I like the. That's the one thing that I get frustrated because, like, I really like making like humor like that. Like, I come up with memes and I'm like, Max, please let me post this. He's like, not a fucking chance.
I would love to be in that room where it happens, like where you're deciding what to post.
Like, I made a coronavirus meme. You ever see that meme where it was like, where it's like, the wrestler like waking up out of the coffin, like he's dead, and then he comes back up, like rises out of his coffin. Like, I made it was not good.
Oh shit!
But I really wanted to post.
Also, we had a moment of coronavirus memes probably up until March 12th when the world shut down, because we looked at it like an Ebola. We looked at it like something that isn't going to really happen to us. And, you know, rest in peace to everyone that was affected, because it's crazy what actually had happened.
We can't do that, dude, because we've already almost got kicked off Instagram for like no reasons to. Like, I post like we post like generally pretty bland content, and like people will just hate us. So JR wants to go always the more edgy route, and of course, like, the more edgy, sometimes funnier, like that's the stuff, like the stuff that a lot of times that is like goes a little bit farther is funny. But we have a V2, but
pussy.
Thank you, but we can't. So obviously, like we want to post harsher stuff at times, we can't.
Well, that becomes your homework. You see, like, how do we show light to this county that we love, because there's so many beautiful parts about it. Now I'm thinking about like my early 20s of going to Inkwell, because you said before, like, the Inkwell bathroom, if you've survived that, you survive coronavirus. Like, we have so many awesome parts, but you have to find a way to just shed it in a positive way where you're like just enough raunchy but just enough PC, like, because you do have like a young audience. You have like 14-year-olds that watch. So you have to, and same with my videos, like, I have my 9-year-old dance students that somehow find me, and it's like, I can't be drinking alcohol naked all night long, you know. I have to be, until hopefully it gets so big where it doesn't matter. That opens up for our next time we do this. I'll talk about when I got almost fired from my public school job from my videos.
That's a great teaser for Jake Dillon part two.
So
part
catch me here next time talking about that. But yeah.
So we don't have too much time left to go into this.
Yeah, fortunately, since we're not in my house anymore, we have a time limit on each podcast.
Yeah, I have unfortunately work after this. Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
this is where my real love is, guys. And I wish I could spend all day here and we could just do 20 of these. Mm-hmm. I do want to thank Jake for coming on. And
thank you for having me.
Is there anything you want to plug about yourself and any new videos or on the Zoom?
Yeah, my life is so weird right now. Like, I just make weird videos. One of them said on the Zoom, and then I took the soundbite from it, started marketing it. People started using the soundbite, as you can do on TikTok. Oh, which we have to talk about next time, is the soundbites on TikTok. So then I was like, okay, make a song called On the Zoom. I reached out to a DJ in LA who produced it. It'll be out June 30th. As well as t-shirts you can buy called On the Zoom. And now I just weirdly have this brand based off of the Zoom that we were all dealing with during quarantine.
So where can they get that?
So the merchandise you can just find, honestly, by DMing me at Jake Dillon, DYLAN 123. I'll send you the Venmo, the sizes, the styles, all the things. And the song will be out on all music platforms June 30th. So
is that because you're a dancer, the 123?
No, I didn't even, I literally just, there was nothing else. I was like, 123.
Isn't that what dancer, or? Yeah. Five, six, seven, eight.
But yeah, I mean, we learned how to count to eight. So 1, 2, 3 is in that, you know, in that realm.
Yeah, it's five numbers, and we could five higher than we can count.
Yeah, right? But seriously, this is so cool. I'm so impressed by this whole thing. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you for doing this and continuing it throughout this whole life.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, definitely. Of course. So guys, thank you for watching the 11th ever MCM podcast. Hey. We're going to be pushing this out, I think next Friday this is going to be coming out.
Yes.
So we got some editing to do, which we just can't wait because that is our favorite thing to do.
Oh, I bet.
But with Jake and this, we know this episode, a lot of people, he has very avid, like, supporting fans.
Yeah.
Something we always don't have. No, I'm kidding. We have amazing followers. Thank you guys. So
double mine. Yeah.
As always, do you have anything to say, JR?
Actually, I do. Two things.
Thanks. Shut up. Normally I say no.
Thanks, Shared Universe. We have this great studio now. And also, nice hat. Just kidding. It's fucking awful. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice. I was just swindled by your shirt and your everything.
Yeah, know? I never shout out other companies in our shit. He always does that.
I do.
I always just wear my own stuff, but I'm shouting out Rook today. Yeah. We are not sponsored by them or anyone.
We will be. We can all aspire to be.
Yeah, Rook, sponsor us.
The owner stopped me in my car the other day when I was going to the Freehold one. They were like, oh my God, Jake from Instagram. And then they were like, Manhattan's opening next week.
We don't get that shit. What the hell?
Come around with me. The three of us at Bar A this summer are not.
It's going to happen.
We're not going to be allowed in, but when we are allowed in, people will be bombarding.
We're bringing
us.
New Jersey memes with us, Overheard New Jersey. We're just going to have like a social media influencer
Can
time.
We be so extra and all wear Monmouth County memes to Bar A?
Yes,
July
absolutely.
6th,
we can do that.
Once our apparel gets here in 2 years, I'm going to rock it.
I'll have it made for you.
Now I have nothing else to say, so I think we're good to go.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Catch you on the next episode of the MCM Podcast. Peace.